All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Things continue to go from bad to worse for the New York Knicks franchise. We've seen the struggles that the Knicks have had during this NBA season, and earlier this week, it was as bad as it has gotten when former Knicks forward Charles Oakley was escorted out of and ultimately arrested at Madison Square Garden during a game. Now, all of this stems from an altercation between Oakley and Knicks owner James Dolan. And I mean, this is as bad as it gets for PR if you are the New York Knicks. Oakley and Dolan have not been on the same page for a long time. And it stems from the fact that Oakley has been critical of the Knicks. And James Dolan is the type of person, he does not like people being critical of his team. First and foremost, anybody that has seen Charles Oakley over the years knows that this is a guy that is simply going to tell it like it is, whether you want to hear it or not. Charles Oakley is only saying what everybody else that follows the Knicks thinks. This is a bad team, and this is a poorly run front office. What more do you want if you are James Dolan? James Dolan is the same guy that got rid of Marv Albert as the Knicks play-by-play commentator due to the fact that he was critical of the Knicks play. James Dolan is the same guy that has kind of basically asked Walt Clyde Frazier, who is the team's color commentator, to tone down his criticism of the team. A few years ago, we saw James Dolan fire former head coach Larry Brown due to the fact that he was publicly critical of the team. And now you have a situation right here where Charles Oakley does it and he's escorted out. But if you're James Dolan, you allow Phil Jackson, your team president, to consistently publicly criticize your best player in Carmelo Anthony, in spite of the fact that Carmelo has sat down in private with Phil Jackson more than once and asked him not to do it. So, I mean, the hypocrisy coming out of Madison Square Garden just continues to reign supreme. This was a terrible, and I mean terrible, look for the New York Knicks. Number one, James Dolan in the past has basically told Charles Oakley, you know, if he was at a game, you know, he didn't want him moving around. He just wanted him to stay in his section. And I mean, to make matters worse for this past Wednesday night and then during the Knicks game against the Clippers was the fact that Charles Oakley had to buy a ticket. We're talking about a guy that defined an era of Knicks basketball, and this guy had to purchase a ticket to come watch the Knicks play. First and foremost, James Dolan should be kissing the ground that Charles Oakley walks on for the simple fact that he bought a ticket to come watch that monstrosity that you call basketball on 33rd and 8th Avenue. Now, anybody, okay, that wants to sit up there and purchase a ticket to what the Knicks are reportedly doing on the court has the right and then some to go out there and criticize this team. The Knicks have continued to make a bad situation worse when after the game they made a statement that basically said that Charles Oakley needs help. My whole thing is this. If Charles Oakley needs help, it's from the standpoint that he's willing to pay his money to sit down there and watch the Knicks play. I wouldn't sit down and watch the Knicks play if you gave me 3 free tickets. So, I mean, it's just bad. And the Knicks, this might be one of the worst run franchises in all of sports. You look at a situation with what went down with Charles Oakley. You look at the fact that one of the best players, if not the best player in franchise history, and one Patrick Ewing, has still been unable to get a head coaching job, has basically begged the Knicks to give him the job, and they refuse to even make the man an assistant. You look at the situation going on right now with Phil Jackson. He is completely clueless as a team president, and he is doing everything in his power to try to get James Dolan to fire him, and James Dolan won't do it. He is trying to bait your best player in Carmelo Anthony into a trade, and Carmelo is not going for it. You have a disgruntled fan base led by a guy like Spike Lee, who is a lifelong Knicks fan, who basically will be more than happy to help Phil Jackson pack his bags and get out of New York. And then, of course, you have James Dolan, and you look at everything that has come down the pike during his watch. You look at the mismanagement of this team when they were led by Isaiah Thomas. You look at the sexual harassment suit that was levied against Isaiah Thomas and the New York Knicks during his time there by Anuka Brown Sanders. You look at this situation right here with Charles Oakley. And I mean, all of this falls into the lap of one James Dolan. If you are any former New York Knicks player, why would you want to come back to Madison Square Garden after the way that you saw Charles Oakley treated? If you are a future free agent, why would you want to come play for the New York Knicks after the way that James Dolan has conducted himself and after the way that you've seen Phil Jackson treat Carmelo Anthony? This might be one of, like I said before, this might be one of the worst, if not the worst run franchises in sports right now. The New York Knicks, they are simply an albatross and they cannot get out of their way. It is pathetic because you look at the Knicks and they have a long history. They have some of the best players in the NBA who have suited up for them in the past, notably I said the past, but they simply cannot get out of their own way. Oakley has been charged with three counts of assault. I think all of those charges are going to be dropped. And I mean, I'll ask anybody when you look at the situation, if you're sitting down someplace and a crew of guys come surround you, naturally, you know, your intensity is going to rise. And anybody that has seen Charles Oakley over the years knows that this is a guy that you don't want to go out there and mess with. Oakley played in a different era of the NBA, and he went toe-to-toe with some of the toughest guys in the league. He never backed down against the likes of Charles Barkley, Xavier McDaniel, the Bad Boys of the Detroit Pistons, and he darn sure was not going to back down against MSG security and the NYPD, especially if he felt that he didn't do anything wrong. So I look at this situation. There's no coming back from this if you're the New York Knicks. This is terrible. No, there's no other way to get around it. This is terrible. I think James Dolan just continues to pile on to himself. And I think the New York Knicks franchise is one of the most mismanaged organizations going right now. And for all of those Knicks fans that were old enough to see the Knicks win the championship in 1973, just hold on to those memories, because I guarantee you, with Dolan leading this ship, the Knicks are not going to be guided in the championship waters anytime soon. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, and you could check out all of the fun and excitement this June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.